Behold, the bridegroom cometh. Go ye out to meet him. Now is the time to trim your lamps and get ready for the coming of the Lord.
Friends, the Lord is coming soon. Are you ready? Join us now for the Midnight Cry broadcast.
I keep noticing how many times the responsibility is put on the believer. You think about Abraham. And what was it that gave him that standing before God? What gave Abraham the standing before God? What was faith? What did faith look like when it came to Abraham?
He believed,
but what did that mean? I believe you, Lord. Believe is not just some sort of a feeling. It's not just some sort of a mental thing where we acknowledge that something is sort of true. He took action. He believed God. That meant, in the first place, that he got up from where he was and he left, going to a place that he'd never been, that God was going to show him. When God dealt with him about the son, the reality that he was going to have a son, that the son would be the heir, he believed God. Right. He defended that sacrifice from the devils that were trying to, the birds that were trying to attack the sacrifice. Faith is something where we absolutely believe what God says to the point where we step out and we do it. And I, a lot of us, I think, have had to come to a realization later that God's trying to shine lights into our hearts. And his purpose is not to condemn me or make me feel bad, but he is training me as a son, training you as a son or a daughter. He's training us to see the truth about ourselves so that we can recognize, hey, here's an area where I have yielded my control to a demon. Just put it plain. I have allowed a demon from hell to absolutely exercise a degree of control in my life. And when I know that, and when he shows me that, now what? Does God just say, all right, there he is, boom, I'm going to get rid of him? That's my responsibility. Because, well, here's an illustration that came to me, I guess. And a lot of you have seen, what is it, Star Wars? Not Star Trek, Star Wars. And some of the main characters in that were what they call stormtroopers, am I right? Remember what the stormtroopers were? They were kind of biomechanical, I don't know what you'd call them anyway. They were biological creatures, but they were clones who were effectively slaves, mindless robots who just simply did what the central mind said, and the central mind didn't even care if they lived or died. They were just expendable. I'll tell you, the devil will try everything he can to paint God somehow in that way. God is not looking for stormtroopers. He's looking for sons and daughters that he can honor before the angels of God, that will so be faithful here in the middle of a world that hates God, that will be willing to stand for him no matter what and make the choices that we need to make here. This is the training ground for you and me to rule over a new creation. That's what it is. You and I are in training. And I want, and yes, yielding to God. Lord, change my thinking. I want to know where I'm thinking wrong, and I want you to change me so I'm not just listening to the world's wisdom and its culture and listening to what my body wants and all of that kind of stuff and what the social media says. Good Lord, help us. But he is. But all of those things, God, we can ask God to shine the light. But that's as far as he goes with it. If I come to a place where I need to make a choice, that's when God's power will kick in. That's one of the wonderful things about the Lord's kingdom and how it works. If he ever tells me to do something and I make the choice to do it, I'm also relying on his power to kick in to do it. It's like taking, I've used this illustration many times, it's like taking that power tool. If it's plugged into a source of power, And he tells me to do something, and I pick it up, and I begin to push the button and use that tool. If it's plugged in, power is going to flow. And I'll tell you, everything that God tells you and me to do, he will give us the power. We've got the power.
That's right.
The power is not the problem. The will is the problem. I need God to do exactly what he says. He is willing to work in me to will and to do of what?
His good pleasure.
And I'll tell you, so our place is, I've got to work that out. I've got to agree with him in actual life practice, in the choices that I learn to make. And so that's why you see everywhere in the New Testament especially, we'll have this awesome picture of what God has done for us, the foundation that he's laid, that his grace is enough to take us all the way. He's going to work in us all the way. But there's one thing that God is not going to do. He is not going to make the choices that we are responsible to make. May God give us the sense. He is not training you to be a stormtrooper. He is training you to be a son or a daughter. And what we do here is critical to that. May God give us. He has given me authority to rule over this. There is no devil that has a right to trample on me. That's why I have the right to say, get off my property, if I recognize that that's what's happening. God gave me authority to rule over this. Now, yes, there are things out here he wants me to do. And you remember how Jesus said the devil is coming and he has no hold on me? See, that was the thing. Jesus presented himself to the Father as one who learned how to recognize and say no to everything the devil had. Every attempt the devil had to get a hold on him, to gain an influence in his life, he was able to say no. And then God put things in front of him and said, all right, do this, say that, do the other thing. God has things for you and me to do. He will put things in our path. And if we're sensitive to him, learning how to grow up is learning how to hear his voice, how to believe what he says, and how to step in out and do that. But how can I do that if I'm basically allowing the devil to trample on my property and set up housekeeping there? Now, I don't want to paint this as my God, I've got to reach a place of perfection before I can do anything out there. God wants us to start where we're at with what we have, and he is more than willing to train us. Think about that rich man training his son to come to that wonderful day when he can present him to society. You think that son's always going to get it right? You think there are times when he's going to make a mess and dad's going to have to say, look, this is where you went wrong. Here's how you handle that situation. And if a willing son is willing to learn from that and grow,
right.
I thank God it's not condemnation in all of this.
Right.
I thank God I have a loving father who knows exactly where I'm at, knows all of my weaknesses, knows all of the things that he has to show me. But then there's one thing, again, he will never trample on my authority that he has given me. It's built into my DNA to make the choice to serve him and to agree with him. That's what's happening in every one of our lives. And I pray that God will shine the light. Notice again, those who cleanse themselves, those who cleanse themselves from the latter, in other words, from the bad stuff, the dirty stuff, will be instruments for special purposes, made holy, useful to the master, and prepared for every good work. Everything God is doing in your life and mine right now is to prepare a people for this hour in Earth's history.
Amen.
And I'll tell you, I want to be in that place that David spoke about when he said, search me, O God.
Yes.
Do you want the Lord to search you, or are you sort of afraid of what he'll find, what he'll show you? We all experience those emotions. Where do you suppose that wisdom comes from? You think the devil wants to be exposed?
Right.
There are a lot of things we don't even realize that the devil has kind of gotten a degree of influence in our lives through this or through that. I want the Lord to show me.
Yes.
He's shown me some things.
Yes.
about you? I think there are plenty here people here that know what I'm talking about. The Lord's shown you something. Could have been as simple as, well, it's not simple either. How about unforgiveness? How about holding something in your heart against somebody because?
Right.
And you're not gonna give in until they give in and admit they were wrong.
Right.
That's not how it works.
Right.
God wants us to be like Him.
That's right.
Oh, how much we give territory to the enemy. But I want God to show me the truth.
Yes.
I there's a part, that part of me that says, I hope he doesn't look there. I know there's nobody here like that, right? But I'll tell you, there's a path to freedom that God wants. And if you hear a voice that's trying to make you afraid and just, oh, it's not like that, or just deny it, or any kind of thing is countering what that wisdom, Lord, search my heart. If there's something that's not right, show me. Because I know when you show me, it's not going to be a condemning voice. It's going to be the voice of a loving Father who says, bring it to me. I have already placed that sin, that weakness, that whatever it is. It was placed on the back of my Son on the cross. You can be free.
Amen.
You don't have to hold on to that. Let it go. Bring it to the cross.
Yes.
Oh, I'll tell you, there's such freedom that God wants us to bring us to. And I'll tell you, the more we experience that, the more it's going to be Jesus in us and not us.
Right.
Trying to be religious. Oh, God, help us, deliver us from anything like that.
Amen.
Help us just to be ready to serve Him and be ready for Him to show us whatever is needful. I thought of one other scripture. I don't know so many things you could say, but I, again, these are not things that are new to us. But I think the thought that, again, that really struck me is this whole principle that of what God invested in my very DNA as His child. I was born to rule. You were born to rule. There is a part of His new creation that He is preparing you to rule over. And I can see the, really? in people's eyes. Like, that just doesn't really quite compute. May God reveal that and make it real to our hearts. He loves you. Jesus died. Jesus, the Creator, calls you His brother, His sister. He came to open a door of hope so that you can grow up to be just, to share in the beauties of what God is going to do that will go on forever and ever and ever. Does any of this matter?
Yes.
Is this relevant to anybody here?
Yes.
Or are we just going over old ground? I tell you, this is something that I just want this to be real.
Yes.
And I don't want it just to be real that I can park it on a bookshelf on Sunday afternoon and forget about it till next Sunday. I want this to define my life. Where every day I'm looking to the Lord and saying, Lord, I want to grow.
The message you have heard is part of a regular church service recorded as it was being ministered. CD and DVD copies of this service in its entirety are available. To assist with postage and processing costs, an offering of $5 is suggested for CDs and $10 for DVDs. Please identify the station over which you have heard this broadcast and provide the broadcast date when ordering. You may also receive our quarterly publication, The Midnight Cry Messenger, which is mailed out free and postage paid to all who request it. Our mailing address is Midnight Cry Ministries, Post Office Box 685 Southern Pines, North Carolina 28388. Or you may choose to visit us on the World Wide Web at www.midnightcry.org.
And now, may God richly bless you until our next broadcast.